Sorry, Cecil. That's all the trumpet we've got left. Hello, everyone. Well, the brains here at the MJAM Story Club have been putting themselves together, and we've come up with a sort of solution. It hasn't been easy. We had a vote. It was split. I had to use my overriding chairman's casting vote to get it through. But this is what we're going to do. First of all, nonsense is out. The club is going to be very serious from now on. How do we proceed without YouTube? Well, the club, the MJAM Story Club, this website is the centre. This is the bedrock. This is the firm ground upon which we will stand. Anything else that goes on around it may or may not be taken down, may or may not catch on, but you can always come back to this website. You will find, eventually, I'm working on it, every single video that I've ever produced for YouTube or the Story Club here. You will see on the home page there is a button to that effect. It takes you to a folder with lots of folders in it containing the various videos. It's not the most attractive way of presenting my videos, but I think you'll agree it's relatively easy, once you have a look at it, to find what you want. The purpose of this is all my videos are now in one safe place, which you can access without any difficulty. You have to be a member of the Story Club, because I need to be able to keep track of who's coming and going and what they're up to or not, so you do have to register. Well, you already are. And if you're not, if you're someone who's come across this page and is listening to this and wondering what's going on, please do register and join us. Now, because I no longer have YouTube and I no longer have a guaranteed way of reaching an audience, from now on, the website is free. No more £5 is every year. If you've just paid your £5 and you feel a little bit miffed by that, I am quite happy to give refunds to anybody who wants them. Unless, perhaps, you paid your £5 11 months ago, in which case I may say you've had your money's worth. But seriously, if you have paid £5 and you think, now the website is free, you want that back, just let me know. I'm not going to quibble. We're all friends here. Patrons, there's no corresponding system whereby I can give you advanced material and things like that without it all getting very complicated. So the patron scheme too has come to an end. I do hope you'll remain on the website. I can't thank you enough for supporting me through the last few years. It really has helped, and it's helped psychologically, because it really does give me a boost to know that people care enough to commit to me and my readings and my nonsenses. And again, if any patron wants a refund, just let me know. So, ways of attracting new audiences. I have a small YouTube channel that I've sneaked onto YouTube under their very noses, which I hope they don't know about. The only purpose of that is not to present new videos. It is that if anybody is wondering what has happened to me and they're searching for MJAM, hopefully they will come across this new channel called MJAM Stories somewhere in the search. They'll realise it might be me, have a listen, and hear themselves directed to the website for more information if they're interested. I've put a few videos on there just to sort of keep it alive, but they're only my comedy videos, because they are totally mine. There cannot possibly be a copyright issue with those. Yeah, and it's not a linked channel anymore either, so that should be safe until YouTube might realise it's me and chuck it off. But, come on. Are they that petty? Moving on. So that hopefully will get people to the website who are searching for MJAM. Do you know, at the very day the channel was taken down, I reached 11,000 subscribers, and I was so pleased. I've been waiting for it to get there. It's been creeping up, creeping so slowly. Suddenly it was 11,000. A few hours later, bam, it's gone. Well, there you go. That's hubris for you. Hubris, I think he's in charge. So there's that small YouTube channel there to hopefully attract people who are looking for me to the website. The other platform I'm building is a Vimeo platform. And the reason I'm building that is in order to have somewhere to put actual videos that I can put on the website again, rather than have you go to all these folders. Ultimately, most videos will be available actually on the website pages as in the old days. If you click on the Agatha Christie tab, you've got to be logged in, you'll see some videos via Vimeo have already appeared. They're not the videos that were there originally, but what I'm trying to do is put videos on Vimeo and then link videos through to the website. Once that's done, then I can sit back and juggle them about and put them in the right pages and all the rest of it. Which is why I'm not asking you to trouble to look at those at the moment. If you want to watch my videos, then please use that button which says click here and go through to the folders. That's the best way at the moment. I mean, by all means, have a look around. You'll find some things working on the website, some things not working, some things make sense, some things don't. But if ever you want to seriously watch a video, then go through to that button on the homepage to the folders, and that's where you'll find it. I don't know if anyone's on Vimeo. If you want to go on Vimeo and have a look for MJam and subscribe, don't join Vimeo especially for me, please. But if you're already on it and you want to subscribe just to get the channel looking nice with a few subscriptions, then that would be wonderful. But bear in mind, that's not where I'm putting my videos. I'm just using it as a tool at the moment. But maybe at a later date, I will start hosting videos on Vimeo as well, like I used to on YouTube. But you don't get the passing trade on Vimeo, apparently. So anyway, I've rabbited on enough, haven't I? That's the way it's going to work. The website is the main base of MJam operations. There's a YouTube channel out there to try and hopefully act as a signpost to redirect people in. It's not going to be where I'm putting new videos. I will be putting videos on the Vimeo site, but that is purely so that I can then get them onto the web page. But who knows, at a later date, I might make more use of a Vimeo site. So if you're on Vimeo and you want to subscribe to it to make it look nice, then thank you, that's very good too. Phew, well, goodness me. Poor Miss Droplekov's fingers are falling off. She had to type all that out. Now, I don't like to talk money, but I will. Obviously, Cecil's trumpet doesn't come cheap. It's probably the most expensive thing that we spend money on. Also, I give a few bobbins here and there for the stuff that I read for this website. And now Vimeo charge you money, you know. Chic, isn't it? People charging people money. I don't know, what is the world coming to? So if you'd like to buy me a coffee, then I've set up a little coffee fund that you could contribute to. Yeah, I have. I've set up a little thing which is going to be on the webpage. It probably is on the webpage. I expect I'll have put it there by the time I release this video, by which you can buy me a cup of coffee. Now, I won't lie to you, it's not going to go on coffee. But it's not going to go on rich living either. It'll go on the aforementioned items. Please do not feel you've got to give me money. I would hate that. It was different when you were subscribing to the MJam Story Club, because that was a matter of choice to listen to certain videos which weren't on YouTube. This is everything now, and it's free. So I don't want you to feel obligated. That's all I have to say on the matter. I hope you will stick with me. Tell people where I am if you're in touch with people on YouTube. I assume you've all still got your channels. And you think they might be interested, please direct them to the website. And we'll see how it goes. If there's anything you want clarifying, please let me know. Thank you for being with me. Please stay with me. And together, we shall be bigger than YouTube. You mark my words. This time next year, YouTube will be coming to me with their lawyers. Now, it's time to say goodbye. I shall hand over for a final word to our head of custard. Goodbye.
Oh, Mary, a terrible thing's happened.
What's the matter, Mrs. Jiggles?
I've gone and lost me YouTube.
What's that?
Oh, I don't know what it is, no one does. But you need one to get about.
Whatever shall we do, Mrs. Jiggles?
Well, Mary, I'll tell you. At times like this, I feel a really good jiggle can help sort things out.
No, Mrs. Jiggles, no. Not in a confined space. No!
Too late!
No. There, the wall's gone.
Yes, Mary. No more walls, no more barricades. We're free to giggle up here and down there. This is the future, Mary. Your future, mine. Young Master William there, it's everybody.
So what do we do now?
You join the story club, Mary. Tell your friends if you've got any. Tell the neighbours if we've got any left. Tell them to join the emblem. Ooh. Tell them to join the emblem store. Oh, Mary, I'm all in a jiggle. I've lost my face. Face, place, everything. Tell them to join the emblem story club for free today.
Ooh. Yes, Mrs. Jiggles, I will.